Hi, I'm standing here talking with Taurus Balog, who was here at the SCALE conference on February 10th and 11th to talk about the OpenNMS project. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what the project is, what it does, and where the project is going. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having us. It was really nice to get SCALE to invite us out here and invite us to talk. OpenNMS has been around for about 5 years now, and there's a lot of people who've never even heard of us. You know, the grandfather project of open source management was NetSaint by Ethan Gousted, and he started that in January of 2000, and we got registered in March of 2000 on SourceForge. So we've been around for a while. So our purpose of being here is just to make people aware of what we do and who we are. OpenNMS is an open source enterprise-grade network management project, and people, you know, that's our tagline. And so I like to explain what each one of those things mean. And as enterprise grade, we were designed from day one to manage tens of thousands of devices from one instance of OpenNMS. Our ultimate goal is a clustered environment that allows us to manage basically unlimited numbers of devices. We focus on becoming a network management platform. The idea is that we want to take all the glue that IT people use in order to get this application to talk to this other application, try and put it under an umbrella. And we even welcome commercial apps to connect to us via sockets or via a database in such a way that we can have kind of an umbrella and plug the best of breed products into this platform. We are 100% open source. There's a lot of new open source management initiatives out there. There's an open source piece, but then there's the pay for enterprise piece that has extra features or things like that. And we've been from day one open source. It's free. Even when there's a small commercial side to OpenNMS called OpenNMS.com, and we get hired to extend the functionality of OpenNMS. And we do all of that work on our Subversion instance on SourceForge. So if you download Trunk, you've pretty much downloaded what everything's going on, whether someone's paying for that or not. All the work we do gets GPL'd and put back into the product, so everyone benefits. It's a very compelling story because someone may add some features that meet their needs, and then in addition, they get the benefits of all the features that everyone else is adding. Now, OpenNMS focuses mainly on fault management and performance management. So we do service monitoring, very much like Nagios, although we're aimed to be more like an OpenView competitor or a Unicenter competitor. So out of the box, we'll go out and discover services like HTTP, DNS, databases, things like that. One of the new things we're showing off the show here is we actually have a page sequence monitor that will actually go and walk a web page. So you can go to a page, make sure certain things show up, log in, do a few other things, log out, and we'll measure whether or not that whole process was successful. We're also showing off our distributed monitor, which is a little bitty Java app that you can run on anything, and a Windows box, you can run a Linux box, anything that supports Java, and it'll talk back to your OpenNMS instance and allow you to monitor things from that location. If you've ever heard of Keynote or Gomez, these are people who provide this service. We don't have servers out there that do that, but if your network is sufficiently distributed, you can put this little app out there and do very much similar things that they do. Now, the other thing that we like to focus on is data collection. With our new version, we do the standard SNMP data collection, and we do data collection from things like HTTP. So if there is a web page that we can access, we can gather numbers off of it. This is really good for us because if you can just write a text file to the web root of your web server, you can grab numbers off of it and very, very easily integrate custom tools that you're using into OpenNMS. And the final thing we do is event management notifications. We can take in events internally. We can collect events from external sources, including, say, SNMP. And we can reduce them. So if there's duplicate events, we can represent them on one line. One of the things I have in my office, I end up getting 40,000 Linksys traps every day, and it shows up in OpenNMS as a single line versus 40,000 separate lines. We're adding Drools integration. Drools is a Java rules engine, and it'll allow us to correlate events in such a way that we can identify widespread outages, we can identify flapping interfaces, things like that. So it's been a really good show for us here. We've got a lot of traffic through the booth. A lot of that we owe to the community. because there's just a very small core of us who actually make our living on this stuff, and there's a large group of people with something like 39 developers on our SourceForge page, and they're the ones who really make OpenMMS work. I'd start naming their names, but I'm afraid I'd forget somebody, and it'd be bad. But that's pretty much what we're here for. So.
Okay. Thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.